On January 18, I stood in Washington, D.C. to open the rally at our nation's capital. And I looked ahead. There was no end to people. I looked to the right. There was no end to people. I looked to the left. There was no end to people. And people thought that that was going to be our maximum. Well, today, in New York, we have at least 1 million people. Two million people in London. 1 million. 1 million in Rome. And thousands and millions everywhere joining with you, linking arms, standing shoulder to shoulder, saying no to hegemony, no to war, no to globalization, no to suppression, no to the killing of people anywhere. I come to you as an Arab, draped with my scarf, proud of my accent, glad to be brown. But I come to you as I stretch my hand out. I stretch it on behalf of all the Arab people. And we say the following: though we are the victims today, though we are the victims as we die in the millions, though we are the recipients of your bombs, though we are the recipients of bullets that pierce our hearts, though our mothers watch our children wither away of disease and hunger, though our people are displaced in Palestine, though we are the victim of a military machine that targets our identity, targets our culture, targets our existence, wants us out because it sees us as an accident in history. It sees us as a hurdle to its global domination. Though we are today's victim, as the people of Central America were and are, as the people of Africa were and are, as the people of Asia were and are, as the poor in this nation were and are, as the people of color in this nation were and are, we come to you with all of our colors, across all divides, across all religions. We come to you and we stretch our hand and we say, we know you are not our enemy. We know that you will not be pitted against us. We know that you will not take up arms against us. We know that to be patriotic, to love one's country, is not to kill. We know that war is the bulwark of globalization and hegemony. But peace is the heart of justice, the heart of harmony. And we know where your heart is. And for that, we stand with you. We stand with our headscarves. We stand with our religion. We stand shoulder to shoulder with you. We stand together across all ages, all sexual orientation, across all divides, to say to George Bush and all those who want to destroy this world, no to war. Our voice is clear from the north to the south, from east to west. We are here to say no to war, absolutely no to war. In the past, they told you that Asians were your enemies as we interned them in camps. They told you they were conspirators, that Japanese Americans were conspirators against this society. They told you that we need to herd them all, put them in camps so that we can get rid of these fifth columnists. Today, they tell you the same. They tell you that Arabs and Muslims are outside the making of civil society. They tell you that the Constitution should stop when one is from an Arab origin or a Muslim religion. They tell you that we must repeat the audacity and the sordid and the vile history we have had some 60 years ago, as we bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki, as we rendered people to the margin of history, and as we dominated the world. But today, like never before, before the war even began, you have come out. We all have come out, from Cairo to Palestine, from Jordan to Syria, from London to Paris to Rome, from Sacramento to San Francisco to New York, in small town USA, in the little villages, in the peace centers, in the churches and the synagogues and the mosques, in all places of worship. We have come together to say, we shall not destroy this world. You cannot make us enemies. We shall not destroy this world, because we are brothers and sisters in it. And it is the future that is ours. Make no mistake about it.
Elias Rashmawi is a vice president with the International Campaign Against the U.S. War on Iraq, a spokesperson for the Free Palestine Alliance, and on the steering committee of the International Answer Coalition. Rashmawi was one of some 6,000 to 10,000 people who gathered on the west steps of the state capitol on February 15th as California said no to war. The Sacramento rally was part of a global anti-war event where millions of people from around the globe came out into the streets and said no to a U.S. attack on Iraq. Longtime political activist Jeannie Keltner, who helped create Sacramento's progressive newspaper Because People Matter and co-hosts Sacramento Soapbox on cable access television in the capital city, acted as the event's MC.
Never have we been closer to peace through the will of the people. I am so astonished around the world today, 10 million people are standing for peace. And who can doubt that if we hadn't been doing this for the past months, that they would be bombing right now? So we have already stopped the war up to this point. And I'm very hopeful that this amazing outcry around the world will finally move our leaders to do the right thing and to follow the advice of the French. You know, I had to laugh when Bush said that the French are impeding peace by suggesting that we not have war and instead have more inspectors. There are plans afoot, you know, that would keep us safe. As we all know, war with Iraq would be extremely dangerous to us all because the terrorist attacks will begin immediately, you know?
Sacramento has been a real hotbed of anti-war activity since 9/11. Would you agree with that?
I'm absolutely proud of our community here. You know, Peace Action alone has doubled its membership list. Everybody is signing up for this group and that. We have groups, all kinds of people are coming out for peace. It's really beautiful.
Why do you think that is?
Never has it been so clear the true nature of war, who profits, who pays. We see this being cooked up. You know, what I'm struck by, I hate to say this, the ignorance of the pro-war people when they believe that Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein are the same, you know, and they follow that propaganda. But never before have so many people known so much about the background of this, and we just see clearly that this is a war for oil that's going to profit a few people and wreck our economy and kill many innocent people, including, and we always want to say this, our own troops who are going to be out there.
Nevada County's own Paul Kam and Eleanor McDonald.
You're beautiful!
One thing I do know is that in this country, being a citizen here, we do have a few rights left. And one of them is we have a right to question our government. And also, and equally important, is a right to disagree with it. And it's something that we all need to act on.
We're not going to let the bloody Washington gang and their cronies take away the world's right to peace. And that's why we're here today.
Why do your warships sail on my water? Why do your death bombs fall from my sky? Why do you burn my farm and my town down? I've got to know, friend, I've got to know why. Why do your ships haul death to my people? Nitro blockbusters, big cannons and guns. Why did your ships haul food and some clothing? I've got to know, yes, I've got to know why. I've got to know, yes, I've got to know, friend. Hungry lips ask me wherever I go. Comrades and friends all falling around us. I've got to know, yes, I've got to know. What good work did you do? I've got to ask you to give you the money right out of my hand. I built your big house to hide from my people. Why do you hide so? I've got to know. Why can't we spend more to build homeless shelters? Why are the homeless here anyhow? Fortunes are building on greed and on killing. I've got to know, yes, I've got to know why. I've got to know, yes, I've got to know, friend. Hungry lips ask me wherever I go. Comrades and friends all falling around us. I've got to know, yes, I've got to know why. You keep me in jail and you lock me in prison. Your hospital's jammed and your crazy house full. What made your cop hurt my unarmed peace worker? I've got to know, yes, I've got to know why. My friends are dying from AIDS and from cancer. The big money goes where your death missiles fly. Built by good workers and paid by war taxes. I've got to know, yes, I've got to know why. Why do you ask us to trust and defend you? Why silence our people and turn a blind eye? For the profits of war will we trade in our freedom? I've got to know, yes, I've got to know why. I've got to know, yes, I've got to know, friend. Hungry lips ask me wherever I go. Comrades and friends all falling around us. I've got to know, yes, I've got to know.
Sister Simone Campbell is a sister of social service and the executive director of Jericho, an education and advocacy organization that works on behalf of the poor. Sister Campbell recently returned from Iraq.
I bring you greetings from our brothers and sisters in Iraq who are hungry, hungry, desperately hungry for peace. Everywhere we went in Iraq, we were warmly welcomed by Muslims and Christians alike. We were greeted with warmth. And 2 months ago tomorrow, I received these words from an Iraqi Dominican sister, and she said to me, share these words with the people of the United States. I never thought I would have this opportunity, but this is the gift I bring you from Sister Marianne Pierre, the administrator of a hospital in Iraq. She says, I dare to say that we are all with our people in panic circumstance of war cloud that widespread in our country resides, and we are always praying every day, soliciting our Almighty God to disperse and disappear the specter of fear by enlightening the mind of the leaders and giving them tender hearts to save the globe from certain ruin. So we are living in psychological war with all our people, but we are still hoping that peace will be prevailed.
Politics, music, art, and spirituality were the fabric from which solidarity was being woven in Sacramento on Saturday, and the poetry machine added a few more threads to an already colorful quilt.
Woyo! Woyo yo yo! Come on, y'all! Woyo! Woyo yo yo! Mr. President, you gotta watch what you bring back home. Ladies and gentlemen, Homeland Security is about to step up to the free throw line. It just needs to drop these two next bomb strikes through the target to take the lead in a war with only one promise left. Homeland Security steps up to the line, measures the coordinates, shoots, and hits its first strategic military strike. And the crowd is going wild. This arena is packed to capacity. Detractors, refugees, protesters, fans waving their signs and fists and chants. What a madhouse! Homeland Security steps up to the line for its second strike, shoots, and ooh, hits a civilian site. The enemy gets the bomb. This up against the long shot, but they must just have enough time to get arms and sanction support for their last shot off. Here they come, down the court. They're on their last leg. 3, 2, 1, they get one off, and oh, they hit us. They hit a city. Oh no, the crowd has been crushed to the floor. Metallic warbirds fart smart bombs. Excrement hits the land, and hands plan another life sacrifice with no carry crosses. Only cross doubles doubled over and over and over and overturned illness of innocence. Innocent targets targeted by military strikes on military sites. Oops, civilian sites. Get that light out of here. You don't want to enlighten our fears. Fear the God that's a man with bombs in his command. No, fear the bomb that's a man who believes he's God in command. No. Fear the man with bombs at his command despite God's demands. Demand full surrender or end up in the blender of ethnic cleansers. End up in the blender. National interests so tender. Nations and other puppets strung out on G7 lenders. Debt comes home. Return to sender. Metallic birds of prey don't prey on their prey. Spray them, then spay them. Concentrate them, then bait them. Took them, then hook them. Crave them, then enslave them. Force them, then torch them. Bomb them, then napalm them until the world ate out of their palms. Sending a message to the rest. Who's the best? Who's the best? Who's the best? The one who passes the most gas. Ugh. Thank Thank you, Sacramento, California, America. Woo! Check this out. Right on my side over here, we have my drummer Lance over here. Laying on the beats for you. Because we always need rhythm, art, poetry to add to this movement. Because we need a heart, we need a heartbeat, a pulse, so to speak. Because we're trying to incorporate not the war that's whack, but what's in. We rip it off thin sheets of papers about the rapers of our continent. Not meant for devils with their shovels. So slap a muzzle on my mouth, because it's about to shout how you embezzled 60 trillion G's from the treasury. Measuring up to debt because they slept and we wept. So who's next and what's next on the list? But we leapt up like, get up, stand up, hold your chin up like a tree trunk. Not a punk chump ship sunk in funk. So you flunked at the dunk contest. The best is the one who chirps his words out like a nest of birds heard throughout the third planet. Mad at the mismanagement by its populace. Opulence topples off the politics in this lobbyist tricks made of milk and honey. But if you ain't got it, you got crack cocaine, AIDS, and a runny pocket. So it's time to pull out our sockets for fix-ups of mess-ups. Dismantle all of their atomic rockets, Glocks off of brothers' tops. Get the hands off the wisdom knots in our pop's brain. Residue of Dr. King.
The residue of Dr. King, as well as that of other revolutionary leaders, provides some of the historical grounding for today's anti-war movement. But these legacies are not the only thing that's being built on today. The so-called USA Patriot Act also has at its roots some holdovers from the 60s as well. In this case, one in particular is COINTELPRO, the counterintelligence program, which was operated by J. Edgar Hoover and the FBI. This was the topic of Professor Eric Vega, a professor of ethnic studies at California State University, Sacramento, and Ajamu Umi of the All African People's Revolutionary Party.
Ajamu and I were asked to speak about the Patriot Act, but I wanted to reflect a little bit on where we are at today and where we're going, and also to express solidarity. It's the middle of February, and the official line is that war with Iraq is inevitable. But everywhere today, people are marching, people are organizing, people are reaching out to create a movement of opposition. Now, it is winter in this nation, and we have a collapsing economy, mass corporate corruption. We are pissing off our allies. We have citizens mobilized around an agenda of duct tape and fear. We have a gap, a growing gap between the rich and poor, and the Bill of Rights is under attack. But here, right here in River City, we are building a movement. It isn't easy. Some of you, many of you, are called wimps and unpatriotic and traitors, and I want you to know that you are none of those things. Instead, you are part of a movement for peace, a genuine peace, a peace that will last longer than our lives and that will stretch to our children and our children's children and to their descendants. Now, on the Patriot Act, it was passed shortly after 9/11. Probably most of the legislators did not read the bill. You need to be concerned. It has to do with electronic surveillance, roving wiretaps, expanding the idea of what terrorism is. It means that people will have their eye on you and you and you and you. It means that you're going to a Kings game, your use of the library, your email, all of those things will now be part of a surveillance campaign. You need to be concerned about your constitutional rights. This is the time to do it. Whose constitution is it? That's right. Let me end by saying that we live in a strange interregnum between war and peace. We are all aware of the difficulties of organizing this movement, but how can we calm this war talk? How can we persuade it to be still? This Bush administration has many personas, from werewolf to smiley face. But what we have is each other. A free people does not need a never-ending parade of flags. A free people does not need a militarized mentality. A free people does not delight and romanticize men with guns. Any free people on the planet Earth rejects official truths. They ask, where is Afghanistan? What is Islam? Why are the bombs falling? Why is there such a gap between the rich and poor? That is what a free people does. It says, I will not be a part of your spin campaign. It says, no, I will not be the subject of your propaganda. It says, I will not participate in your PR campaign for war. I will not follow Bush. I will not follow Limbaugh. I will not follow Rumsfeld, Oliver North, Cheney. Let them be kings of war and captains of the rich and the corporations, because there is an agenda in opposition. I stand with the people. I stand for peace. I stand with you. Thank you.
Hey, how is everybody? Y'all all right? All right. Can I talk to you all honestly? Are we all family here? Can I talk to y'all honestly? All right. Because I'm going to give you a couple of minutes of the growing up in the projects, the African perspective of this Patriot Act, and this whole assault on humanity. That's what I'm going to talk to you about. And I'll tell you, first off, George Bush is a problem, but he's not the real problem. The real problem is that we live in a society where profit is more important than people. That's the real problem. That's the real problem. And I can tell you, having grown up in the Pink Palace in San Francisco, I can tell you I've lived with terrorism my whole life. My whole life. And I can tell you that we understand, African people understand clearly what the Patriot Act is about. We remember when the FBI, under the counterintelligence program in the 1960s, when they engaged in terrorism against the Black Panther Party. We remember that. We remember when people were murdered. We remember when Fred Hampton and Mark Clark were murdered. We remember when Bunchy Carter was murdered. We remember when Anna Mae Aquash of the American Indian Movement was murdered. We remember these things. So we don't trust the government. We know the government is about profit by any means necessary. And if we're really serious about putting an end to the Iraqi war, to the North Korean war, to whatever war they want to fashion next week, then we got to be about building a movement that's about putting people above money. That's what we got to be about. That's what we got to be about. So the last thing I want to do is I want to ask everybody out here who does not belong to an organization that is struggling for justice in this world to find a table out there and join one today and get involved in it and be serious in it. Join it because you want to struggle for justice. Join it because you want to stand up for what's right in this world, for humanity, today and forever, forward ever, backwards never.
The band Urban Fire reminded everyone at the rally that when it comes to law enforcement, it's not just the feds that you have to watch out for.
How you feeling, Sector?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I say every time I cruise downtown, we always have some man. So I got to tell ya, it's a little warning. Yeah.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Ooh yeah.
Ooh yeah.
What's it? If you're rolling downtown, watch out for the SAC-PD. If you're cruising uptown, cruise right in the sheriff country. If you're rolling downtown, watch out for the SAC-PD.
And on the highway is the CHP. Oh yeah,
yeah now.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Oh yeah,
yeah now.
Hit it, man.
How you feeling tonight in the Sacktown street? The heat is getting heavy, the beat is getting deep, yes. Hear the sirens of a pull down below, yes. Another brother get locked up from the ghetto.
Hear what you say.
If you're cruising downtown, watch out for the SAC-PD. If you're cruising uptown, cruise right in the sheriff country. If you're rolling downtown, watch out for the SAC-PD.
And on the highway is the CHP.
Yeah.
Listen, Mr. McCarthy. In this one of brutality, terrifying, you're the one to pull up the scene. Don't you know that I'm gonna feel up the heat? You're the man to see a creative sacrifice. Don't you ever know the other technicality? This is what I say, but they can't stress me. We are beginning to forge our liberty. Listen what I say to you.
So you're rolling downtown, watch out for the SAC-PD. If you're cruising uptown, cruise right in the sheriff country. If you're rolling downtown, watch out for the SAC-PD. And on the highway is the CHP. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, yeah now.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, yeah now.
Oh, yeah,
bring it down,
yeah,
a little.
Yeah, yeah.
Bring it down a little.
Oh yeah.
Yes, I and I, we said we come. We come with a positive message. And the message, we should love each and every one. We shouldn't hate everyone. We should come.
Yo, 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 I said it's free to chuckle. Listen, what's I walk? Don't you know that every time they want to hit the talk, but let me tell you, boy, when I come like this, I say, don't you know, they might come and criticize me. But I and I will come and walk this one. Don't you often know what like the 420? Oh, yeah, we have a big, it's a man, yo, we're proud. Listen what I say to you.
So you're rolling downtown, watch out for the SAC-PD. If you're cruising uptown, cruise right in the sheriff country. If you're rolling downtown, watch out for the SAC-PD.
And on the highway is the CHP.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Oh yeah.
We love you, Sacramento.
Oh, yeah. Jump with
big it up.
Candace is one of Nevada County's residents that's here at the Capitol today. Candace, why are you here?
Oh, I'm here because I'm very concerned about the terrorists that have taken over the government. And I fear that maybe I might, you know, end up here one day real soon being arrested for something and then not having an attorney to represent me.
When you say the terrorists that have taken over the government, I mean, that's a pretty strong statement. Why do you say that?
Well, I think that world opinion is pretty pretty obvious that there's a strong world opinion that says that war is not the answer, that human beings have evolved to this place and there's no other way to find a resolution to world problems than war. I think that it's a barbaric. I think the direction of this country, this government, this administration is barbaric.
My name is Elizabeth Bradley.
Elizabeth, what are you doing out here today?
We're encouraging people to write to Congress and let them know their views on the war on Iraq.
What kind of response are you getting?
Overwhelming. We've pre-printed postcards to the two senators and to the representative. Each person gets to fill in their own representative's name. The back of the card is for whatever they want to say. They can keep it simple, just say no war on Iraq, or they can do a whole rant if they want. And they're even donating for postage, and we're hoping to get 2,000 postcards today. We understand that for every one written correspondence elected officials receive, they consider that to represent 50,000 voters, since most of us don't write to Congress. So if we can get 2,000 postcards today, that represents 1 million voters in the Sacramento area saying no to war today.
Yes, we are gathered here today, and we come here to say no way. We said no way.
No war.
No more war for oil.
Oh, no.
No more war on foreign soil.
No.
No way.
No war.
I said it's wrong.
Want some peace.
It's wrong.
Dead wrong.
It's wrong. Are you with us? We'll say yeah.
Yeah.
We'll say yeah now.
Yeah now.
I'll say yeah.
Yeah.
We'll say yeah now.
Yeah now.
I was walking with my brother, and he asked me, what's on my mind? I said, what I believe in my heart, that's not what I see with my eyes. And I can't turn my back this time. I am a patriot, and I love my country, because my country, it's all I know. I wanna be with my family, people who understand me, and I find them everywhere I go. The big river, yeah. And the river it opens for the righteous.
And the river it opens for the righteous.
And the river it opens for the righteous someday.
You can sing that with us, yes.
And the river it opens for the righteous.
And the river it opens for the righteous.
And the river it opens for the righteous someday.
I was walking with my sister, she looked so sad. I said, my friend, what's on your mind? She said, I want to run like the lions, released from the cages, released from the rages burning in my heart tonight. I am a matriot, and I love my country, because my country, it's all I know. I want to be with my family, people who understand me, and I find them everywhere I go.
Right here in Sacramento.
Everybody, come on.
And the river it opens for the righteous.
And the river it opens for the righteous.
And the river it opens for the righteous someday.
Whoa, someday, yes.
And the river it opens for the righteous.
And the river it opens for the righteous.
And the river it opens for the righteous someday.
I got something to say. I'm not a communist. I'm not a capitalist. I'm not a socialist. Ain't no imperialist. I tell you, I'm not a terrorist. And I'm not a Democrat. Sure as hell ain't no Republican. I believe in one party, and its name is freedom.
Richard Becker is the Western Region Co-Director of the International Action Center and is a member of the National Steering Committee of the International ANSWER, Act Now to Stop War and End Racism Coalition.
I think it's worth looking over the last few months to look back just 10 months ago. I don't think we would have thought we would be where we are today. You know, over those 10 months, we have seen a series of demonstrations against war that have roughly doubled in size. Until today, at least 10 million people are demonstrating all over. And that's at least. Last summer, when it became clear that the Bush administration had determined to go to war, there were two points of view in the Bush administration. One represented by Rumsfeld and Cheney and Wolfowitz, which said, let's just go it alone. The hell with everybody else. We're powerful enough. We're strong enough. More powerful than anyone else. We're just going to launch the war. And then there was a second faction, and that was headed by Secretary of State Powell, and I would say no less nefarious a faction, but which said this: no, because of our power, because we're stronger than anyone else, we can get the United Nations and the world community, or at least the governments of the world, to endorse our war against Iraq. And it was the Powell faction that prevailed after looking like they were kind of out of it. They prevailed, and they went to the United Nations, and they went to the Security Council, and they got UN Resolution 1441, and it looked like Powell's strategy was winning out. It looked like they were riding high, except for this, that both of these factions, the go-it-alone faction and the round-up-the-governments-of-the-world faction, both of them forgot one factor, and that factor was the people. And that is what the rulers, in their arrogance, always forget, because they think they are everything and they think we are nothing until we prove them wrong. The only reason that this war did not start long ago was because of the intervention of the people in the political process. The mass demonstrations that began in September and expanded in October, and 1 million people in Florence in November, and 700,000 people in the United States in January, and now millions all over the world. That is what has stopped the war up until this time, and that and only that. It is not the governments, really, of France or Germany that by themselves have done this. They have their own interest, and they know something. They know that if the U.S. can do what it wants to do, if the rulers in the U.S. can do what they want to do, that will be against their interest as well. But they would not have taken the stand that they took yesterday at the UN, when Powell and U.S. policy was embarrassed, when it was a disaster and a debacle for U.S. policy. They would not have done that except for us, except for our demonstrations and our mobilizations. They are not moved by higher human values, in fact, but of an understanding of what the Bush administration is attempting. And what are they attempting to do? They want to take Iraq and its oil, as they've always wanted to. They want to control Iraq. And if they go to war, if they wage this war, it will be a colonial war, a colonialist war to take over Iraq and to put in place an occupation government. But that is not all that they want. They want to reshape the entire Middle East in their image. They want to reshape the whole world, but they want to start with the Middle East. They want to crush all resistance. Read the National Security Strategy of the USA. That's the strategy of the Bush administration. And it calls for no power being allowed to arise anywhere to challenge the US. They not only want to take Iraq, they want to crush all resistance in the area. And that's why they also want to crush the Palestinian resistance. And there are people who tell us, no, 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 only talk about Iraq, don't talk about Palestine. But to only talk about Iraq and not talk about Palestine means that you have to mutilate reality and distort that reality into a form that is unrecognizable. They want to crush all resistance in the Middle East, and the Palestinian resistance is central. But the Palestinian resistance is also, in reality, so deeply rooted in the Palestinian people that they are not distinguishable. The Palestinian people are the Palestinian resistance. They know that in Washington, and they know it in Tel Aviv, and their answer to that is that they are seeking to destroy the Palestinian people as a people, and we cannot let that happen. Look, the world leader that President Bush is closest to is Ariel Sharon, this bloody war criminal who has visited the White House 7 times in just 2 years. No, we cannot let the Palestinian people stand alone. The Bush war, the war against Iraq, we know, and I will close by saying this, is the leading edge of the Bush program, of endless war, of militarism, of not only war abroad, but war at home, war against civil rights and civil liberties, war against people of color, war against women, war against the environment, war against lesbians and gay men. It's a war against the workers. It's a war against the great majority. And that's why we have to stop this war now before it starts in Iraq. And we have to push back this whole program.
This program was made possible with support from KVMR FM Radio in Nevada City, California, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Reporting from the California Says No to War rally held at the state capitol in Sacramento on February 15, 2003, my name is Mike Thornton, and we'll leave you with a little bit more from our last band of musical performers in this program, Klandaiken.
Judy Berry and Daryl Cherney out on the road one day, coming north out of Santa Cruz, where they had some things to say about an old growth forest and a corporation, big trees hitting the ground. In the spirit of Martin Luther King Jr., they called for people from all around. Let's hear for the little guys who did the best they could. 3 cheers for the little guys for fighting the fight that's good. Give it up for the little guys. Went out on a shoestring with fire in their hearts, love in their eyes. Yes, the little guys. Someone laid in wait that day, the facts you can't deny. The bomb was designed to be triggered by motion after a certain time. When the explosion occurred in Oakland, here's what we find. The police around the corner, like they had their fingers in their ears and blinders on their eyes. Let's hear it for the little guys who never did retire. Give it up for the little guys who stood tough under fire. 2 props to the little guys who went out on a shoestring with fire in their hearts and love in their eyes. Yeah, the little guys.
prosecutor finally got the court date. The jury did decide. The FBI and the Oakland police falsified and lied. So much focus on framing the victims, they never did investigate. 4.4 million, a little too late. Give it to the late greats estate. There's some things that still ain't straight. Who went gunning for the little guys? Let's drink the victory cup. Give it up for the little guys. They never did give up. Three cheers for the little guys. They went out on a shoestring with fire in their hearts, love in their eyes.